Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to have you with us. Tell me, does today, Wednesday, May 11, 2022, qualify as a spring day? I think so. 71 degrees and sunny. Now we have some things to go over, and then Mark Auerbach will join us with an Arts Beat report for today. Brad Shepherd here, very happy to have you with us. The weather for today, which I hinted at, partly to mostly sunny, a high of 72. The winds are east 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Mostly cloudy, a low of 50. The winds are light and variable. The ultraviolet index at 8, the humidity 37%. Mercy Medical Center has received an A Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade for spring 2022. Now, this national distinction recognizes Mercy Medical in their achievements in protecting patients from preventable harm and error in the hospital. Now, the latest recognition marks Mercy's fourth consecutive A safety grade from Leapfrog. The Leapfrog Group, an independent national watchdog organization, assigns an A, B, C, D, or F grade to general hospitals across the country based on over 30 national performance measures reflecting errors, accidents, injuries, and infections, as well as systems hospitals have in place to prevent harm. The Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade is the only hospital ratings program based exclusively on hospital prevention of medical errors and harms to patients. The grading system is peer-reviewed, fully transparent, and free to the public. The grades are updated twice annually, in the fall and in the spring. So our congratulations to Mercy Medical Center on their performance. Mayor Sarno will join with Sheriff Nick Cochi, Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood, and Executive Director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, Patrick Sullivan, to announce the continued partnership with the Springfield Police Department and the Hampden County Sheriff's Department to enhance public safety in our beloved Forest Park. Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi said that over the past 3 years of the partnership, his deputies have developed a great relationship with the regulars in the park and, in turn, the people in the Forest Park neighborhood. This year, the sheriff is adding the new mounted patrol unit of horses and the emotional support division of therapy dogs into the mix. All good news. You can add CVS and Walgreens to the list. The FDA is advising consumers not to use recalled Similac, Alimentum, or Elicare-provided powdered infant formulas. Recalled products can be identified by the 7-to-9-digit code and expiration date on the bottom of the package. Products are included in the recall if they have all three items. The first two digits of the code are 22 through 37, and the code on the container contains K8, SH, or Z2, and the expiration date is 4/1/2022. In addition to products described above, Abbott Nutrition has recalled Similac PM 6040. Now, at this time, Similac PM 6040 is the only type and lot of the specialty formula being recalled. Additional recall information for the initial recall is available on the FDA website. Now, parents can also enter their product lot code in the company's website external link disclaimer to check if it's part of the recall. This recall is prompting a nationwide shortage of baby formula. May also happens to be Motorcycle Awareness Month, so it's important to share the road. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the NHTSA, informs that, sadly, motorcyclists are significantly overrepresented in traffic crashes and fatalities. In fact, per vehicle mile travel, motorcyclists are about 27 times more likely than passenger vehicle occupants to die in a motor vehicle crash and 5 times more likely to be injured. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration provides several tips for motorists. Allow a motorist a full lane width, though it may seem as if there is enough room in a single lane for a motor vehicle and a motorcycle. Looks can be deceiving. Share the road, but not the lane. A motorcyclist needs room to maneuver safely. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. Always signal your intentions before changing lanes or merging with traffic. This allows motorcyclists to anticipate your movement and find a safe lane position. Allow more follow distance, 3 or 4 seconds, when following a motorcycle. This gives the motorcycle rider more time to maneuver or stop in an emergency. Motorcycle riders may suddenly need to change speed or adjust their lane position to avoid hazards such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Sharing the road also means having heightened awareness for pedestrians. The NHTSA reported that in 2016 alone, 5,376 pedestrians were killed in traffic crashes, a 9% increase from 2015. The highest number of deaths since 1990. Both motorists and pedestrians must remain alert. Motorists should resist the temptation to look at one's smartphone or adjust the radio. As a pedestrian, wearing headphones or using cell phone earbuds could lead to a disaster if you don't hear a car horn or miss a stop signal at a crosswalk. Would you like some diversion? Well, HeartSpeed reporter Mark Auerbach will tell you where to find it, and here he is.
The Tony Award nominations were announced on Monday, and there are several local ties to the nominees. Mr. Saturday Night, the Billy Crystal musical, which played a pre-Broadway run at Barrington Stage last fall, scored 5 nominations, including Best Musical and a nomination for Billy Crystal. Six, the musical, The Story of the Six Wives of Henry VIII, received 8 nominations, including Best Musical, and it's Bushnell Bound in January 2023. Scenic designer Beowulf Borat, nominee for 2 Tony Awards for the plays POTUS and the musical Flying Over Sunset, won 2 Berkshire Theatre Critics Association Awards last season for his work on Barrington Stage's A Crossing, a dance musical, and Chester Bailey, and John Andrew Morrison, Tony nominee for his performance in A Strange Loop, has been performing as Mr. Marvel in Hartford Stage's A Christmas Carol for several years. Ariana DeBose hosts the Tony Awards on June 12th. For complete details, TonyAwards.com. When Playwrights Kill, a new backstage comedy by Matthew Lombardo, has its world premiere at the Bushnell, July 26th through August 7th. Jeremy Jordan, Harriet Harris, and Andre DeShields co-star. Jordan, from Broadway's Newsies and Bonnie and Clyde, plays an aspiring playwright who is forced to hire a notoriously difficult actress, played by Harris, who is beloved for her many performances at Berkshire Theatre Group and Barrington Stage. DeShields, direct from Broadway's Hadestown, plays a director who tries to keep the playwright and leading lady from killing each other. Noah Hemelstein directs. Playwright Lombardo, so a native of Wethersfield, Connecticut, he wrote a play called Hyde, which had its premiere at TheaterWorks, and also Tea at Five, which originally premiered at Hartford Stage. For details, Bushnell.org. Playhouse on Park has announced an eclectic mix of comedy, drama, and musicals for its 2022-23 season, which includes a world premiere of Jacqueline Bercher's Webster's Bitch, along with August Wilson's Fences, Lainey Robertson's Lady Day and Emerson's Bar and Grill, the musical Bandstand, Paula Vogel's Riveting Indecent, are also on the roster, and a performance by the theater's resident dance company, Stop Time. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Gateway City Arts in Holyoke celebrates its 10th anniversary as a unique community arts center with an open house on May 14th. Lori Devine and Vitek Kruta converted the old Jug Paper Company into a space for the Devine Theater, Race Street Live, the Small Works Gallery, and 2 restaurants, Judd's and the Famous Cafe. The Devine Theater has hosted local concerts, poetry readings, arts events, and much more. For details on what's going on, gatewaycityarts.com. Dances of Spring brings the Springfield Symphony Orchestra back to Symphony Hall for its second concert, mandated by a National Labor Relations Board settlement with its musicians on May 13th. Mark Russell Smith conducts a program, which includes Michael Abel's Liquify, Saturday Night Waltz from Aaron Copland's Rodeo, Gabriella Lena Frank's Coquetas from an Andean Walkabout, and Brahms Symphony No. 1. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. And Goodspeed Musicals will present the world premiere of Christmas in Connecticut, a new musical based on the Warner Brothers film starring Barbara Stanwyck. This play will run November 18th through December 30th. Christmas in Connecticut features a book by Patrick Pacheco and Eric Forrest Jackson, music by Jason Howland, lyrics by Amanda Yanovich, will be directed as well by Amy Corcoran. For details, goodspeed.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud will hold a press conference to commend officers for their quick life-saving actions that saved the baby from choking. The incident was caught on their body-worn camera footage. Parks Building and Recreation Management Director Pat Sullivan will join in the Forestry Division for a special tree planting ceremony to honor City Forester Alex Sherman. In February 2022, the Massachusetts Tree Wardens and Foresters Association recognized Springfield City Forester Alex Sherman as their 21st annual Seth H. Swift Tree Warden of the Year. The Tree Warden of the Year Award recognizes a tree warden who exhibits leadership dedication and a commitment to the profession. Well, thank you much for being with us. We appreciate it. And a very happy birthday to Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud, a hardworking and devoted public servant. Our next program tomorrow and available to you throughout the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepard, thanking you for being with us, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.